Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
River Islands guest line. Let's do it. Out to the River Islands guest line to talk with Kelenna Azubuike, getting ready for game two in Houston. Obviously part of the broadcast, NBC Sports Bay Area alongside Fitz. Hey, Kelenna, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man, hanging out in the hotel over here. What's going on with you guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, thanks for doing it. We really appreciate it. So I say the Warriors are the two seed in the Western Conference playoffs. They're actually the two seed because I'm only taking into account Western Conference records that happened after Jimmy Butler started playing for the Warriors. Is that fair?
That's about right. The 23-8, the 31 games. Ranked first defensively. It sounds like a two seed to me. And I think their confidence level is probably that of a higher seed too, right? The way they've been playing, obviously it was just fight, claw, do everything you can to have a chance at a playoff berth. And they did that, winning that first play-in tournament game, getting the 7th seed, which was huge because you don't want to have to go up against OKC. Like the best team in the league the first round. So, yeah, if you lose that first one, then you win the second one, you're still in. But you're in a much more advantageous position right now going up against this somewhat inexperienced. They got some experienced players, but some of their best players that they rely on for scoring the most, Alperen Şengün, Jalen Green, who they guard really well, are inexperienced, and the Warriors have the experience on their side. And you saw that in the way the Warriors were able to close them out, even though – the Rockets made their run game there in that third quarter and fought hard with all their offensive rebounds and just battling and holding and hugging Steph and Steven Adams throwing people all over the place to get offensive rebounds. They overcame that and got a W game one.
So, Kelenna, you look at game two coming up here on 95.7 The Game, and you think about a blueprint for Houston to win this game. What is it that the Rockets would have to do? Or on the other side, what would the Warriors have to mess up to allow Houston to be able to get this game here tonight in game two?
Well, it's easier said than done for the Rockets. They got to make more of their open threes. You would like to say maybe to get even more physical, but probably not going to be that. Just kind of convert on more of their second chance opportunities. The Warriors actually did a pretty good job of scrambling around and getting a few stops, even when they got the second chance points. But I felt like in that second half, Ime Udoka went more with Şengün handling and some ball screens. Maybe they try to set some ball screens for Jalen Green to get him going, because the Houston Rockets can't have success if their leading scorer continues to struggle like this, like he has against the Warriors all season, like he did in game one, only 7 points, 3 for 15. He really needs to go right, and the Warriors have forced him left a whole bunch and kind of sat on his right side. So can they get some action for Jalen Green to go right? Can they switch up an angle of a ball screen, even if the Warriors are sitting on his right hand, to get him going right or get him moving to his right, get him comfortable, see if they can get him out in space? The fast break points were 16-4 in favor of the Warriors. And that's the one thing, like Warriors, if they can snatch the offensive or the defensive rebounds, get two hands on it and corral some more of those, it could almost work as a live ball turnover. Warriors can kind of get out and run because everybody, pretty much everybody, is crashing for the Rockets. And a lot of times there won't be anyone back, so the Warriors can do that even more. But they need their fast break points. The Rockets do. They need their second chance points. So can they get out in space a little more? Can they push it a little more, even after a made bucket, throw the ball ahead even more and throw it ahead to Jalen Green and Tyrese, whoever it is that can attack from the wings of Men Thompson, and see if they can get more in transit? Because the Warriors show, like, everybody wants to talk about the Rockets defense. Warriors defense is legit, man. I mean, 85 points is wild. So the Rockets need more in space, less in the half court. They want to speed it up a tiny bit more maybe and get out and run a little more. If they have to go half court to half court, that favors the Warriors, especially since they have ISO game now and they can figure things out if everything gets stagnant in the half court.
Fitz and Bukie on NBC Sports Bay Area tonight, game two of the Warriors and Rockets. You'll hear it on 95.7 The Game. Kalena joining us right now on Willard and Dibbs. So, Kalena, when you look at game one, did you kind of take away from it, the Warriors just won a basketball game, or did you actually see a sign of some matchups there that suggest the Warriors have a true edge?
You know, I don't even feel like the Warriors played that well. I feel like they can play much better, and I feel like that's how the Warriors are thinking right now. Like, they probably feel like there's another level they can get to. Like, they outscored the Rockets from behind the three-point line by 18, but they didn't shoot it amazing. And as far as matchups go, like, I think you like Steph Curry versus anybody. They're obviously going to double-team him a ton, and he figured it out and kind of split the defense and got inside to kind of start off for him. Jimmy Butler against – you know what matchup is that's interesting that I think the Warriors will do a better job with is the Moses Moody, Alperen Sengun matchup, because I think they want to get Alperen Sengun involved with pretty much everything or as much as possible that they do offensively, ball screens, split action, all that stuff. I guess Moses Moody can't attack him one-on-one and just go ISO and get in there and make a threatening drive, get deep in the paint, counter move, and whatever it takes. Then just go hit and set a handoff screen. Throw it to someone and set a screen and get Sengun involved that way and just keep him involved. Use that matchup to their advantage. You get Moses Moody involved in some ball screen action. And then, yeah, if he's a little more decisive with his first move against Sengun, like – you know, hit him with a mean crossover, see if you can really get into the paint and make someone else help and just make them pay whenever Sengun is on the floor. I think they can do a better job of that, just putting him in some tough situations, some actions that he'll have a tough time guarding, and make him make a decision. Does he want to be in drop coverage? Does he want to get up? And whatever he does, make him pay for that. I think Moses Moody will do a better job of that balance, figuring out when to attack himself or go pass it and set a screen to keep him involved. And I think the Warriors will do a better job of just making him pay.
And they need to make him pay. And it looked like, you know, the Warriors' younger guys, the role players, were kind of slow to warm into the ball game. Pods is a little bit of a different animal in that way. But outside of Jimmy and Steph, you look for that third score tonight. Who do you think is key for the Warriors to get comfortable and get that additional offense?
I think it is Pods. I mean, Pods, since Jimmy's been here, has been the third leading scorer, and he did get, like you said, he's different. He got the scoring start off of the Warriors. He hit that first three, which was big, the first points of the Warriors, a guy that's in his first playoff appearance and showing immediately that the moment isn't too big, lights aren't too bright. I think Moses Moody, like I mentioned before, he'll probably have a bigger game. I think he's capable of having one or two big scoring games, whether that's 16, 18, whatever, however many points that could be. And you think of a Quentin Post who didn't score in game one. I think he could have an impact and really stretching the floor for the Warriors and spacing and getting the bigs away from the basket, whoever's on him, whether it's Steven Adams or Sengun, see if he can get him out of the paint and open up more driving opportunities for Stephen Curry, for Jimmy Butler. So that's what I mean when I say the Warriors can play better. The Warriors didn't even win the bench battle. Like, they lost that pretty handily, and that should go the Warriors' way. It was 23-14 in favor of the Rockets. So you expect a little more from your bench. You know Buddy Hield is capable of having a monster game or just an X-factor type of game. He didn't really have that in game one. So Warriors weren't really hitting on all cylinders, and they still got a win, which can be, you know, another thing that the Warriors can get confidence from, knowing that, okay, we kind of won with our D effort, maybe B, you know, defensively, it was an A++. Offensively, maybe not so much, and they still got a win, which is great. So there's levels higher they can get to, and I think the role players being a part of that is really important.
Kalana, when you look at the Rockets roster, there's no one on the team that was there when the Rockets had their previous playoff battles with Steph Curry's Warriors. But I wonder if being in that building, did you sense just from whether it's fans, media, the whole picture, did you sense that there is some sort of a mental block or confidence problem because it's Steph Curry and the Warriors in town again?
I didn't sense that from the players, but the crowd, though, you can definitely feel the, oh, dude, we've seen this before. We know how this story goes with Steph Curry going on his flurries and torching him and hitting shots from all over the place and the groans and then the spatter of Warriors fans, like, screaming and doing their thing. It felt really familiar just being in there. I'm sure Steph Curry is really comfortable in that building. I'm sure Draymond Green is really comfortable and familiar with that building, and that helps. Other than that, not too much, but it is kind of funny hearing the crowd react, knowing that I've heard that exact sound from this place, the groans, and they've had to watch the Warriors have success at their team's expense a whole bunch, and that's kind of fun for sure. Definitely, you can definitely hear it on the broadcast as well when they groan and everything, and then the Warrior crowd that's in there gets hyped up. So I enjoy that part of it. I remember, you know, the Warrior days with Kevin Durant and when James Harden was there and Chris Paul and everything. You know, there's a lot of success, a lot of Warrior great wins that they've had in that building. So that's pretty cool.
How much of an advantage is it for the Warriors having been through it? And, you know, you had 48 hours now or more between games. And so a veteran team coming off a victory has a chance to just rest. I know Steph went out and golfed, and you probably snuck in 9 yourself, Kalana. I know you're an avid golfer and probably better than I remember when you and I got out to Presidio. But how much does the time off help a veteran team as opposed to a younger team that's champing at the bit to get back out there?
Well, I just want to know why you said only 9 for me. Do you just feel like my attention span isn't good enough for 18? Like,
I mean,
is that what you're saying?
Well,
right there? You're kind of right.
Yeah.
You're kind of right, and I'm upset that you're right about it, but
yeah.
I just want to know why you said that.
Well, unless your pace of play has changed, 9 holes for you is a solid 4 hours.
Wow.
Pew, pew.
Whoa. Wait a minute. That pace of play was never my issue, was it? I definitely play faster now. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you were known for you had a waggle, and you were still working through your swing. So you were definitely like going to make sure that you were set up and hitting the right shot. And even then, when you were in your nascent rookie days, you still were better than I will ever be, Kalana.
Yeah, well, I definitely play faster now. I mean, if I'm going to stink out there, I'm going to stink pretty fast. And then, we got 18 holes and had a good time. But, yeah, I don't know if it may favor the Warriors early in the series, and then if the series goes later or goes like 6 games or 7, maybe you think about the youth of the Rockets. But just in general in the playoffs, I don't know if the rest favors either team just because it's both teams have to go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Go through it and you do get your rest for the most part, even though later in the series it goes every other day. But I do feel like the experience factor for the Warriors comes into play the most when it comes down to like clutch games or close games. You saw how the Warriors closed in game one. Which group of closers would you rather have? Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, or would you rather have Alperen Sengun, Van Vliet, who went, what, 2-for-13 from three-point range in the first game, I believe it was, and Jalen Green trying to close games for you? I think the answer is clear, and anyone in their right minds would choose the Warriors when it comes to the closing down the stretch and making plays, the smarts, the IQ, thinking the game, the adjustment stuff. So that's the biggest thing for me. I don't feel like the days off really have a huge impact unless maybe it goes later in the round and then you get later in the playoffs and you still have a young team going against an old team. Then maybe we could start talking about the days off. But the experience factor is close games for me.
Kalena Azubuike with us. Hey, Kalena, did you happen to talk to Fitz either late yesterday or early today?
Yeah. Okay. I talked to him both late yesterday and early today. Yeah.
All right. Was there any discussion of bug tussle? Did that come up at all?
Of what?
Bug tussle. All right. So
bug tussle?
Bug tussle. So here's the deal. I want you to be ready for something tonight because it's been promised to us. Fitz came on yesterday, and he was asking for a city in Texas where he could sort of reference it if Steph Curry took a really long three, you know, like, oh, he shot that one from Austin or something like that. So quick Google, quick Google search on odd Texas city names came up with a place called Bug Tussle. And that ended up being the big winner, according to Bob. And so Bob has promised that Steph is going to shoot one from Bug Tussle tonight. And I want you to be ready.
I will be ready. I appreciate you telling me that. I know last game he went with Woodlands and we played golf in that area the day before yesterday. So bug tussle. How do you spell that?
It's two words. Yeah, it's B-U-G, like a bug. And then the other word is tussle, T-U-S-S-L-E, bug tussle.
T-U-S-S-L-E. I'll be waiting for that. And if he doesn't do it, I'll get on him.
Oh, he'll do it. He'll do it. I trust that man.
I know he will.
It's going to happen. All right. Hit him straight, Kalena. Have a great call tonight. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys having me, man. Take care.
Thanks, Bookie.
Thank you. Fitz and Bookie tonight. Yeah. There's Bookie.